Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello, welcome back to another episode of Creating Change. This is your host, Doug Foresta. Today, I want to talk about meaning and purpose, and particularly the importance of living with purpose and living your purpose. And I'm also going to share a little bit with you about a study that was done in 2014 that demonstrated that one of the things they found was that living with purpose can actually lengthen your life. And I thought that was really interesting. So today it's all about meaning and purpose and how to live your purpose in the world. Before I go there, I want to share with you a quick story from my experience. Those of you that are fans of the show and listen regularly, I know that I was a bellman doorman in the 1990s to early 2000 at the Millennium Broadway Hotel in New York City. And I was actually there during 9/11, and on 9/11, the hotel was turned into a grief center. So one night, it was a couple of days after 9/11. It was probably a day or two after 9/11. It kind of to set the scene for you, the hotel was a block long. The marble lobby was a block long from 44th Street to 45th Street in the heart of Times Square. Now, normally, Times Square is a place that is hustling and bustling, and there'd be cabs dropping people off at all times and people coming in and leaving from the airport. But because all the planes were grounded after 9/11, it was really, really quiet, and the lobby was pretty empty and solemn. And the front, the 44th Street entrance was completely quiet. There were no cabs really picking anyone up. And there was a woman who was tearful, and I saw her in front of the restaurant right by the lobby. And she just seemed really sad. So I went over to her and asked her if I could help her. And she told me the following story. She said that she had been in one of the towers. I don't remember which one it was, Tower 1 or Tower 2. And when the plane hit, her and one of her coworkers decided that they needed to make their way down the stairwell. They were fortunate enough to be in one of the floors that was below where the plane hit, so they were able to go down the stairwell. And they went into the stairwell in the World Trade Center. And for those of you that have ever been in the World Trade Center when it was up, or if you haven't, the stairwell was quite large, as you could imagine. It's a big building. But of course, on that day, it was dark and smoky, and it was really hard to make their way down. And they decided they were going to hold hands so that they could, you know, make sure that they stayed together. So they made their way down floor after floor after floor. And she described to me finally seeing, you know, getting to the lobby and seeing the outside. It was a beautiful day that day, and she saw sunlight, you know, and she thought, wow, I made it, you know, we made it. And, you know, they made their way outside and they finally got out into the open air, and she turned to her coworker and said, we made it. And it was only then that she realized that she wasn't holding anyone's hand. Her coworker had actually got lost in the stairwell and didn't make it out. And in the shock and the trauma and the confusion, she didn't realize it. And she told me that story, and then she just kind of walked away. And I remember in that moment feeling so helpless. And, you know, for a couple of years before that, I had been feeling as if there was more that I could be doing with my life. But at the same time, I was too afraid to, make a move, because I was making decent money and I didn't know what I would do with my life. And, you know, the previous jobs I'd been in really didn't turn out all that great. And I just felt like, why don't I stay here, and I'll just stay here and do this. And in that moment, it really shook me into the idea that I needed to live my purpose, that I needed to find my purpose and live my purpose in the world. Now, one of the things that I want to share with you as well is I want to give a shout out to my friend Michelle Vandypass, who is the one that helped me to understand and think about purpose in kind of a profoundly different way. And one of the things that Michelle talks about is the idea that we can't not live our purpose. So that's one of the things that I want you to know, is that truly we're always living our purpose in the world in some way. Our purpose is kind of our DNA. It's who we're meant to be and what we're meant to do. So if my purpose today, and I to me, what I see my purpose as is helping others to find their voice, helping others shine, that I can see how I was doing that in ways, small ways at the hotel. But the problem is that I wasn't living my purpose at the highest level. And I think that's one of the things that is really important, is I felt in that moment that there was more that I could do. Now, that didn't mean that I immediately jumped into my purpose and started living my purpose. That wasn't the case. It actually took me another couple of years before I really figured out what that was. And the other piece is that there are many ways in which we can live our purpose. So if my purpose is about helping people find their voice and helping people come into their own, I've done that as a therapist. I've done that working in child welfare. I do that now, helping people create and start their own podcast. All of those things can be, you know, all of those things are things that help me live the essentially the same purpose, but in different manifestations. So the way in which we live our purpose can change, but our essential purpose is fairly, I think, fairly defined for us in our DNA. I told you that there was a study done in 2014, and it was, what they found was that in that study, they saw it was over 6,000 participants. It was done by the Association for Psychological Science, and they found that the finding a direction for life and setting overarching goals for what you want to achieve can actually help you live longer, regardless of when you find your purpose. So the earlier that someone comes to a direction for life, the earlier these protective effects may be able to occur. Now, when I say that, and I'm reading that from the study, you know, I can see someone saying, oh boy, you know, I'm 50 years old, I'm 60 years old, and I still don't feel like I've lived my purpose, or I found my purpose. It's too late for me. And that is simply not the case. You know, we can come to our purpose at any point in life. And, you know, I didn't really start living my purpose in a meaningful way until I was at over 30 years old. And I'm still, you know, I still question to myself, what is the best way to live my purpose in the world? Now, one of the questions people ask me all the time is, well, what if I don't know what my purpose is? What if I feel like there's many things that I could do? Well, first of all, I believe that there are many things that we could do. And if you haven't read the book, I highly recommend a book by Barbara Sher called Refuse to Choose. And it talks about this idea of being a scanner, and scanners are people who have many different interests. So it's possible to live a purposeful life and still have many interests. And I certainly have many interests. You know, I do podcasting, I do story workshops, I do all kinds of different things. But again, the essential purpose underneath them, I think, is the same. But it doesn't mean that you have to only do one thing. I think people get scared with the idea of that I'm going to get pigeonholed into doing only one thing. But what I would ask you to think about is this: when you think about living your purpose, right? And you think, well, I don't know what that is. I don't even know where I begin. Ask yourself, what are you good at? And what do you really enjoy doing? And ideally, your purpose is a combination of those two. Because if there's something that you're good at, but you don't enjoy doing, it's probably not your purpose. There are many things that we could be good at in life. And people often say to us, you should do so-and-so because you're really good at it. Just because we're good at something doesn't mean that we enjoy it or that it's what we're meant to do. The other piece, though, is if you, you know, for me, let's say I say, oh, you know, my purpose is to be a professional basketball player, and I'm, you know, 5'6" 3/4" on a good day. That's probably not going to be my purpose in life because I'm not very good at it. So finding that thing that we have some talent for and that you are also passionate about. Another thing here that really is helpful is journaling. I highly recommend that if you haven't done it, I would recommend doing some journaling and pay attention. Pay attention to what comes up for you. Ask yourself the question. Allow yourself to start just journaling about the question, what do I want to do with my life? What am I passionate about? How do I want to serve others? Write down these questions and be okay with allowing time for the answers to come. Because again, you know, our purpose doesn't always pop out at us immediately, and that's okay. It's okay to take some time to figure it out. And like I said, I don't think that our purpose is just one be-all, end-all thing that we figure out and then we pursue it for the rest of our lives. I think it's the struggle with it. And I'm going to say a little bit more about that in just a bit, this idea of the struggle of our purpose, because I think that we get very caught up in the idea of success and what is success. And I want to say a little bit about that, but that's for a little bit later. So journaling about what your purpose is. I also want to say a little bit about why I think the idea, you know, why would people live longer with a sense of purpose? And, you know, I remember when I was at the hotel, I spent a lot of time in Times Square. I worked in Times Square at the hotel. I lived in Times Square at one point. And on my days off, I would wander around Times Square. And I remember I was in a place in my life where I was not really, I didn't have a lot of purpose in my life. And I felt like I was drifting quite a bit. And I would, on my days off, I would have 3 days off because I'd work 4 days on, 3 days off. On my days off, I would wander around Times Square, mostly in the middle of the night. And I remember, you know, just the neon and the sights and sounds and just wandering around, taking it all in, but I wasn't going anywhere in particular. And it was in a way sort of it was like being in a dream, I guess is the best way you could describe it. Just kind of being in a dream state. And a couple of years after I'd moved to Massachusetts and I had made some big changes in my life, gone back to school, become a social worker, made some changes just overall in my mental well-being. And I went back and I was on my way to go see a friend. I took the bus into Times Square and then I had to go walk through Times Square to go visit a friend. And I remember walking through Times Square and thinking, this feels different to me. You know, I'm walking in the same place, but it feels different. There's something different about it. And what I realized was it was different because I had a purpose. You know, I wasn't walking in the same way. I wasn't just wandering through Times Square. I was on my way to go see my friend. I had a purpose for where I was going, and that felt different. And I think it's the same way in life, you know, that if we have a purpose in life, it helps us to be grounded. It helps us to we may not know exactly where we're going, but there's this sense of knowing that we're not just wandering. And I don't know if you've ever had that feeling of wandering through life, but I can tell you from someone who has had that feeling, it's profoundly, the best way I can put it is it's like dreaming, you know, to quote another friend of mine, Mark Armiento, it's like sleepwalking, you know, and so many times, so many of us are sleepwalking through our lives. And here's the thing, you know, we don't know how much time we have left on this planet. We don't know. You know, we sometimes walk around as if we just had an infinite amount of time and an infinite amount of resources and an infinite amount of health and an infinite amount of everything to do all the things that we want to do in our lives. And that's not true, right? It's simply not true. And having a purpose, I think it focuses us in a way that keeps us grounded. And clearly that has a health benefit. Because like I said, you know, research are starting to show that at any age, if you have a purpose, you're more likely to live a longer life. And I just think it's really fascinating. And it shows that as human beings, you know, we're meant to live purposeful lives. And the interesting thing is that we don't learn this and we don't really value this in school. Lots of quotes here today, lots of people I'm talking about, but another great a person that I really love is Krishnamurti. If you ever heard of Krishnamurti, and he, in one of his books, Krishnamurti talks about right education. And he says, you know, right education is not about learning a profession. You know, he says, for God's sake, throw that right out. He said, right education is about learning in your heart, figuring out in your heart, and I'm paraphrasing here, but to figure out in your heart what you truly were meant to do. And I really think there's so much suffering in the world because people lack purpose, because we lack purpose. And I think, you know, when you think about gangs or you think about ISIS or you think about just people getting into trouble in general, I think so much of that is about, say what you will about a gang, but when you join a gang, and I don't recommend doing that, I've never joined a gang myself, but if you join a gang, right, it gives you a sense of purpose and a sense of belonging. You go from drifting in your life to, even though it's a negative and destructive purpose, it gives you a purpose. But I think that speaks so strongly to our need for purpose that we will, if we can't find a purpose that, you know, a positive purpose in our lives, we will latch on even to a very destructive one, because it gives us something, you know, it gives us something to work with. And, you know, the other piece is that I often talk about is, again, the idea that there's not only one way to live your purpose. If you, for example, enjoy making people laugh, right? The first thought is, well, I'll become a comedian. And that may be, you know, that may be the way that you want to go, is that you decide to become a comedian, but maybe you make people laugh in the job that you're already doing. And that's the next piece that I want to transition into here, is about how to start living your purpose right now in your life, and a little bit about this idea of the struggle. So people often, you know, when I talk to people, they say, well, I'd love to do this, or I'd love to do that, or I'd love to, you know, I want to move to Sri Lanka, or I want to, you know, I want to join the Peace Corps, but I can't do that because I have bills to pay, so I can't live my purpose. And I think that is a way for us to stop ourselves from doing the things that we're most meant to do. And so again, if your purpose is, you know, my purpose is really to bring a smile to people's face, you don't need to run out and become a comedian. And I will give you some ideas if you decide that you want to be a comedian, that's fine too, right? But you don't need to run out and become a comedian. How can you, in where you already are, how could you start to bring a smile to people's face here now today? You could do that if you're in an elevator and you're talking to someone, right? And you just make a joke, or you just smile at somebody and brighten their day. Living your purpose, this is the other thing that I've come to learn. You know, I do have bigger goals, right? I do have a larger vision of what my purpose is and how I want to affect change over my whole life. I mean, I definitely have that vision, and I continue to do my own journaling about that. But at the same time, purpose is also in living our purpose is also in the small things in life. It's the little things that we do. So how can I, you know, if my purpose is about making people, helping people shine, helping people really find their voice, well, I can do that anytime that I touch someone's life, right? I can do that right now, hopefully help you a little bit as you listen to this podcast, and hopefully give you some things to think about, and hopefully encourage you and empower you to live your purpose, which helps you to shine. I can do that if I meet a stranger on the street. We can constantly and always be living our purpose. No one and nothing can stop us from living our purpose, if we think of it as the big and the small. But again, I think the other piece is, or someone says, you know, well, I want to be a filmmaker. And so what's the heart of that, right? What's the heart of, I want to be a filmmaker? Oh, I want to tell stories. Well, how can you start telling stories right now? How could you start sharing stories with the world right now, even if it's just telling people stories? Or how can you get started? You know, could you register for a course in filmmaking? If you're not ready to go back to film school, could you just register for a course? There's always an action that you can take to start living your purpose right now. And this is another thing that I learned from Barbara Sher. And if you haven't read Barbara's work, I definitely encourage you to read Wishcraft, not Witchcraft, but Wishcraft. It's only too late if you don't start now. She has amazing, amazing books about this idea of really, you know, living a full, meaningful life. And I do think it's just so sad that we, you know, I know for myself, I just spent so many years kind of wandering through life without a purpose, and feeling like there was, you know, somehow there was no room for me and I wouldn't be able to do it. So that's the other piece too, that about finding our purpose. Sometimes we confuse ourselves and we stop ourselves from knowing what we really know because we're scared to know it. Because if we acknowledge it to ourselves, if we acknowledge what we really want and what we really need, that, well, what happens if I know that? Now I might have to go out and get it. And if I go get it, it might change my life and disturb my life in ways that I'm not ready to be disturbed. And, you know, that is definitely true. You know, I definitely want to acknowledge that that is true. And for me, when I realized that the hotel was no longer the thing that that, you know, it was no longer the thing that I needed to do, being at the hotel. Well, then the problem is that I had to start taking different steps, and it led to me actually leaving New York City. It led to me moving to Massachusetts without really having any particular, I really didn't have any particular idea of where I was going, but I knew that I needed to do something else, and it did shake up my life. So I don't want to downplay that. At the same time that you can live your purpose in small ways, I think finding your purpose and discovering your purpose can also shake up your life, and that can be scary. But at the same time, I can tell you that it's so much better on the other side. It's really interesting because we really are the only, I think living your purpose is profoundly spiritual. And at the same time, you know, I think it's Joseph Campbell that talked about this, how, you know, different spiders make different webs. And when a spider makes a web, it makes the web that is perfectly the right web for that spider. And the spider doesn't think to itself, oh my gosh, I can't do this. This isn't good enough. Am I going to be good enough for this? It just does what it does because that's what it does. You know, that web is a perfect expression of that spider. And likewise, I feel the same way, that we each are, you know, each one of us is that, you know, we have in our DNA, we have this thing in our DNA that needs to be expressed. You know, that's why we're here. I really believe that on a spiritual level. We're not here to take from the world, right? And to suck up oxygen. We're here because to share our gifts with the world. Remember, you know, you'll hear me say it soon enough, you know, keep creating the world and these are your gifts. I really believe that in a fundamental spiritual way. That's why we're here. That's why that spider is there. You know, when you think about, for example, a bee, you know, that has to pollinate, and then it has all these other things happen, you know, from that pollination that makes the world work and makes the world go round. Well, that's the purpose of that bee. Part of that bee's purpose in life is really about doing that, right? That's an important part of that bee's purpose. And if that bee were to say, well, I'm not good enough to do this, I think I need to do something else, it really would be denying the world something. And that's, you know, that's fundamentally what I believe and what I encourage you to think about when you think about the idea that maybe living your purpose is scary. The last piece that I want to share with you as we kind of transition here is the idea of the struggle of purpose. And I think the other thing is, a lot of times I talk to people and they feel like it's too late, or they feel like I missed an opportunity. And what I want to share with you is this idea that the struggle itself is really part of the purpose, that the struggle is an important part of the purpose of our being here. And I don't know if you know the story of Sisyphus, if you ever heard of the story of Sisyphus, but Sisyphus was condemned by the Greek gods, I believe, the anger of the gods, I think, is if I remember this correctly. And he was, what the gods told him to do is that he had to push a boulder up the top of a mountain. And then when the boulder got to the top of the mountain, it would fall back down. And that was, you know, and then he would have to do it all over again. He'd have to do that for an eternity. And I remember, you know, when I learned that story, I always thought of it as, I thought of that story as most people do, I think, as, you know, that was his punishment and he was miserable. But what's interesting is when I was in graduate school and I took a course on social justice, I remember the professor saying that the thing that people forget is that Sisyphus actually became quite happy and was actually quite joyful about his situation. You think, well, how could that be? Like, how could Sisyphus be joyful about the struggle of pushing a boulder up a hill and then having it come back down and pushing it up and having it come back down? And what he said is, it's because the joy is in the struggle. And I really believe that more and more now. You know, the more that it's been many years since I left the hotel, that was in 2002 that I stepped out, and, you know, things have changed. I've gone back to graduate school. I went back. I got my MSW. I became a therapist. I pretty much, you know, I don't do very much therapy anymore. I started doing podcasting. I teach people podcasting and all these things. And it's living your purpose is not always easy. In fact, I don't think it's ever easy. And it's messy and it's a struggle, but there's joy in the struggle. This idea that there's joy in the struggle, that if we're, you know, Nietzsche says, he who has a why can endure anyhow. If you have a purpose, you can endure anything. But I think it goes beyond that. If you have a why, then it gives you the encouragement and the juice and the passion to keep going, even when things are tough. So I want to encourage you. I leave you with this. Journal about your purpose. Ask yourself the question, what is my purpose? Am I living my purpose in the highest way that I can possibly live my purpose in the world today? And as always, keep creating. The world needs your gifts. Take care, everyone. This is Doug Foresta, back next week with another episode of Creating Change. Thank you so much for listening.